USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House, the social media director says President Trump was treated like a rock star during his visit to mass shooting victims and hospital staff in Dayton, Ohio. After that, he flew to El Paso, Texas. 31 people died between the two cities this past weekend. The president attempted to offer comforts, not just to one city, but to both, each of them reeling in the wake of the tragedy. After he was finished, he praised workers and first responders.
They have done an incredible job. Both places, just incredible.
There were also protests in both cities, a larger one in El Paso, from many people of Hispanic descent.
We must hold the president accountable for the pattern of racism that has defined his administration.
Also, the president personally met with many of the survivors. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A lawsuit filed by Sarah Palin against America's most famous newspaper has been revived by a federal court ruling. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A federal court has reinstated Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, overturning a district court's ruling which dismissed the suit in 2017. The former Republican VP candidate sued the paper in 2017 over an editorial which linked one of her Political Action Committee ads to a 2011 mass shooting that severely wounded then-Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. In a unanimous ruling, a three-judge appeals panel said that U.S. District Court judge had violated procedural rules in dismissing Palin's suit after an initial hearing that featured testimony from the Times editorial page editor. The appellate panel says that the judge relied on facts outside of legal filings in the case to dismiss Palin's lawsuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Wanda Vasquez took the oath of office to become governor of Puerto Rico hours after the state Supreme Court ruled that the swearing-in of Pedro Pierluisi was unconstitutional. As Justice Secretary, Vasquez was next in line to become governor after former Governor Ricardo Rossello and the Secretary of State. Her swearing-in comes days after a ceremony to install Pierluisi as governor. Rossello named him as Secretary of State before the former governor formally stepped down on Friday. Under the Puerto Rican Constitution, the Secretary of State is next in line to become governor if the role is vacated. The previous Secretary of State, Luis Rivera Marin, resigned in July. Pierluisi was sworn in on Saturday before the Senate voted to confirm him as Secretary of State. He promised to resign if the Senate didn't confirm his nomination. But the Senate sued to block Pierluisi's succession to the governorship since he was not the legitimate holder of the Secretary of State office. A dog survived a six-story fall from the roof of a New York building when he crashed through the sunroof of a parked car. Emma Heinrich said her two-year-old French bulldog, Winston, slipped off the roof of her Manhattan apartment building. She went down to the street and found him sitting in the driver's seat of the car. The dog received only minor injuries and was sent home after visiting the vet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.